I was in Venice.
Yes, Venice.
Have you been there?
No. Have you?
In my dreams.
Well, I'm listening.
I was in a gondola. It was at night. We were gliding under ornate bridges that arch over the canal. The gondolier was moving his oars slowly back and forth. Somewhere out there, a dog was barking. The lights were reflecting on the water.
That's a very peaceful dream.
Except I knew I was dreaming. And my dreams are never peaceful. They're always up to something. As soon as I thought that, the gondola was gone. I was in a theater. I was standing on a stage. I wasn't alone. There were others. They were looking at me. I didn't know my lines, or who I was, or what I was playing. But they were silent. They were waiting for me to say something.
Well, did you?
I said what came out of my mouth.
Where do we go from here?
And nothing happened. I thought maybe I should have said it in Italian.
Do you know Italian?
No. So I stood there on that stage looking absolutely bewildered. And the curtain came down. There was a long silence. I expected someone would rush out and grab me and strangle me. But then, people started clapping. And then the whole theater suddenly burst into applause. There were shouts and even bravos. And the curtain went up, and we bowed, and we bowed again, and again. And then a man, maybe the director, he bowed to me. It was a grand, waist-bending, arm-sweeping bow. And I woke up. I didn't want to wake up. I wanted to stay in my dream. I never wanted it to end.
Well, it was a good dream.
Why would I dream that? I don't have dreams like that.
Why question? Just let it be.
Well, I want to know. Do you think Mojo would have known?
Mr. Mojo, he could find wisdoms everywhere. And you certainly had some in there.
What do you think?
Well, Mojo liked to refer to the Buddha. And the Buddha said, peace is the greatest happiness. We might call it a quiet joy. And that quiet joy can be underneath all the waves. Because there will be waves. You know, the ups and downs. Times when we're feeling low. And then times of exuberance.
Exuberance? That is an exhilarating word for the Buddha.
It certainly sounds luscious. And juicy, too.